minus 5, minus 4, minus 3, minus 2, X minus 1. Fire.
Lights out, everybody.
The creaking door.
Dimension X.
Inner Sanctum Mystery.
Minus 1.
Dark fantasy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sci-Fi and Horror, brought to you by Duane Old Time Radio. Sci-Fi and Horror features some of the best programs from the golden age of radio, including X-1, Orbiter X, Dimension X, Slot X's, Lights Out, Ray Bradbury, Dark Fantasy, and many, many more. Also, my podcasts are free of ads, so you can enjoy the programs commercial-free. If you would like to donate a few dollars to help me cover the cost of creating these weekly posts, you can donate to my channel. On the bottom of each post, there is a donation link in your preferred podcast player. Anything you donate is extremely helpful and appreciated.
We're going to end the month of January with Ray Bradbury. The name of the series is CBC Playhouse. Either that's the name of the series or it's Bradbury Times 5 is the name of the series. Anyway, I believe it's CBC Playhouse. And the name of the drama is The Lonely One. I don't have a... November 19th, 1973.
Bradbury Times 5. CBC Playhouse presents the second in its series of stories and plays of Ray Bradbury, adapted and dramatized for radio by Otto Lowy and Don Mowat. Tonight, The Lonely One, adapted by Otto Lowy from the novel Dandelion Wine.
I was there last night in the ravine. I saw it. I saw everything. On my way home, I cut across here. I saw that lemonade glass right in the porch rail, half empty. Thought I'd like to drink it. Like to drink it, I thought. I was in the ravine. I was right here, right in the middle of it all.
You were here this morning when the ambulance came to bring the body out in the stretcher, weren't you, Doug?
Sure was. How lovely you look, Francine. All in white. Snow white.
Thank you.
Come on up on the porch. Have a glass of lemonade with me.
No, thank you, Lavinia. Seems like a fine night for the movie. Won't you come with me to the movie, Lavinia?
You're quite right. It is a fine night for the movie.
Finish your lemonade first.
I'll just put it here on the porch rail, and I'll have it when we get back.
Sidewalk feel just like they were oven baked.
Yes. We're walking on a hard crust of warm bread.
Lavinia.
Yes, Francine.
On my way to your place, I passed Miss Fern and Miss Roberta's house. They were sitting on the porch.
Well, it's a hot night, Francine.
They asked where I was going. And I said, to the Elite Theater to see Charlie Chaplin. And Miss Byrne said, won't catch us out on no night like this. And Miss Roberta said, Not with the lonely ones strangling women. Lock ourselves up in our closet with a gun.
Bosh.
Lavinia, you don't believe all that about the lonely one, do you?
Those women like to see their tongues dance.
Just the same, Hattie McDulles was killed 2 months ago. Roberta Ferry the month before, and now Elizabeth Ramsell's disappeared.
Hattie McDulles was a silly girl, walked off with a traveling man, I bet.
But the others, both of them, strangled. Their tongues sticking out of their mouths, they say.
Here we are, the ravine.
Smells like a greenhouse.
Look, fireflies.
Won't be me coming back through the old ravine tonight late. So darn late. It'll be you, Lavinia. You, down the steps and over the bridge. And maybe the lonely one there.
Bosh.
It'll be you alone on the path, listening to your shoes. Not me. You, all alone, on the way back to your house. Lavinia, don't you get lonely living in that house?
Old maids love to live alone. Let's take the shortcut.
I'm afraid.
It's early. Lonely one won't be out till late. Here, give me your arm.
All right, Lavinia. Let's run.
No.
They're in the bushes.
Don't scream. Don't. Don't.
Her tongue sticking from her mouth.
Francine.
I guess you can go now, ladies. And you might drop by the station tomorrow for a little more questioning.
Thank you, officer.
Hold me, Lavinia. Hold me. I'm cold. Oh, I've never been so cold in all my life. Look at her there in the bushes.
Let's go, Francine.
Like December. Oh, I need a sweater.
There. That's better, Francine.
You want an escort, ladies?
No, we'll make it.
I've never seen a dead person before.
It's only 8:30. We'll pick up Helen and get on to the show.
The show?
It's what we need. We've got to forget this. Not good to remember. If we went home now, we'd remember. We'll go to the show as if nothing happened.
Lavinia, you don't mean it.
I never meant anything more in my life. We need to laugh now and forget.
But Elizabeth's back there. Your friend. My friend.
We can't help her. We can only help ourselves. Come on. The boy. It's Douglas Spaulding.
Get home!
He can't hear you.
You! Get home! Get out of this place, you hear? Get home! Get home! Get home!
Oh, there you are. Thought you ladies would never come. Helen, now you're only an hour late, that's all. Well, what happened?
Well, there was a commotion. Somebody found Elizabeth Ramsell in the ravine.
Dead? Was she dead?
Yes.
Who found her?
We don't know.
I've got a notion to go in the house and lock the doors.
If you want to, Helen.
Oh, I'm cold. It's suddenly like a winter's night. I think I'll go and get a sweater.
Why didn't you tell her?
Why upset her? Later. There's plenty of time.
The news sure spread quickly.
Yes, it has.
I can feel eyes looking at me.
Where? Where do you see them?
From behind the windows. From behind all the curtain windows.
Well, they've locked their doors.
Children left their baseball bats right behind on the lawns.
Oh, we're crazy being out on a night like this.
Lonely one won't kill three ladies. There's safety in numbers. And besides, it's too soon. The killings always come a month separated.
Got you! Hey, I'm the lonely one.
Oh, Frank Dillon.
Frank. Frank, if you ever do a childish thing like that again, may someone riddle you with bullets.
What do you think you do, Frank?
Sorry, lady.
Go away.
Haven't you heard about Elizabeth Ramsell found dead in the ravine? You running around scaring women. Don't speak to us again.
Oh, no.
Stay right there, Mr. Lonely One, and scare yourself. Go take a look at Elizabeth Ramsell's face and see if it's funny. Good night.
Oh, Francine, it was only a joke.
Why is she crying so hard? We'll tell you when we get downtown. We're going to the show, no matter what. Enough's enough. Come on. Get your money ready. We're almost there.
Good evening, ladies.
Good evening, Mr. Jay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, what'll it be tonight, ladies?
I need a nickel's worth of green peppermint chews.
Sure, Miss Lavinia.
For eating in the show.
You sure look pretty tonight, ladies. You look cool this afternoon, Miss Lavinia, when you was in for a chocolate soda. So cool and nice that someone asked after you.
Oh?
Man sitting at the counter, watched you walk out, said to me, "Say, who's that?" "Why, that's Lavinia Nebs, prettiest maiden lady in town," I said. "She's beautiful," he said. "Where does she live?"
You didn't.
You
didn't give him her address.
I guess I didn't think. I said, over on Park Street, you know. Near the ravine.
Mr. Jay.
Casual remark. Now, tonight, them finding the body I heard a minute ago, I thought, my God, what have I done? Here are your green peppermint juice.
You fool.
Sorry. Of course, maybe it was nothing.
Here you are, Mr. Jay.
There's no charge in those peppermints.
Thank you, Mr. Jay. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye.
Well, I know what I'm going to do right now.
What are you going to do, Helen?
I'm calling a taxi to take us all home. I'll be no part of a hunting party for you, Lavinia. That man was up to no good asking about you. You want to be dead in the ravine next?
It was just a man.
Well, so was Frank Dillon a man. But maybe he's the lonely one.
Where is Francine?
Why... Oh, there. There she comes now.
Where have you been, Francine?
I made him give me a description. The druggist. I made him tell me what the man looked like. A stranger in a dark suit. Sort of pale and thin.
We're all overwrought. I simply won't take a taxi if you get one. If I'm the next victim, let me be the next. There's all too little excitement in life, especially for a maiden lady of 30... of my age. So don't you mind if I enjoy it. Anyway, it's silly, I'm not beautiful.
Oh, but you are, Lavinia. You're the loveliest lady in town now that Elizabeth is... You keep men off at a distance. If only you relaxed, you'd have been married years ago.
Stop sniveling, Francine.
Well, here we are.
Let's go on into the theater.
But Lavinia...
I'm paying 41 cents to see Charlie Chaplin. If you two want a taxi, go on. I'll sit alone and go home alone.
Lavinia, you're crazy. We can't let you do that.
One, please.
One, please. One, please. Oh, it started already.
Lavinia.
What?
As we came in, a man in a dark suit across the street crossed over.
He just walked down the aisle and is sitting in the row behind us.
Oh, hell.
Right behind us. Look. There. That white, white face. I'm going to get the manager.
Helen.
Stop. Stop the film. Light. Stop the film. Light.
Helen, come back.
You see how silly.
All that riot for nothing.
How embarrassing.
I'm sorry. It's 11:30.
But I'm glad we stopped him for a soda.
Helen, when you ran up that aisle crying, light up.
Thought I'd die.
That poor man.
The theater manager's brother from Racine.
Well, I apologized.
We shouldn't have stopped for these sodas.
The police warned us.
Bosh, the police.
I'm not afraid of anything. The lonely one is a million miles away now. He won't be back for weeks now, and the police will get him then. Just wait.
Wasn't the film wonderful?
Sorry, ladies. Closing up.
All right, Mr. J. We're on our way.
Thank you, ladies.
Goodbye, Mr. J.
Goodbye, Mr. J. Goodbye, Mr. J.
Bye.
Not a soul in the streets.
Not a soul.
And not a car. Just the dummies in the store windows. They're watching us with hot blue glass eyes. Do you suppose if we screamed they'd do anything?
Who? Tummies, the window people.
Oh, Francine.
Well?
First we'll walk you home, Francine.
No, I'll walk you home.
Don't be silly. You live out at Electric Park. If you walked me home, you'd have to come back across the ravine alone yourself. And if so much as a leaf fell on you, you'd drop dead.
I can stay the night at your house. You're the pretty one. Just let's keep walking.
All right. Let's sing. That's a good idea.
What shall we sing? How about Shine On Harvest Moon?
Oh, that's a pretty song.
Yes.
Let's sing that one.
Shine on, Harvest Moon. Up in the sky.
Sounds like a porch swing.
It's all right. It's only Mr. Turl alone in the dark on his porch swing having his last cigar. See? There's pink ash swinging back and forth.
Lavinia?
Yes?
Oh, nothing.
Here's your house, Francine. Good night.
Lavinia, Helen, stay here tonight. It's late. It's almost midnight now. You can sleep in the parlor. I'll make hot chocolate. It'll be such fun.
No, thanks.
Oh.
Oh, not again, Francine.
I don't want you dead. You're so fine and nice. I want you alive. Please, oh, please.
Francine, I didn't know how much this has done to you. I promise I'll phone you when I get home.
Oh, will you?
And tell you I'm safe, yes. And tomorrow we'll have a picnic lunch at Electric Park. With ham sandwiches, I'll make myself out of that. You'll see. I'll live forever.
You'll phone then.
I promised, didn't I?
Good night, Lavinia. Good night, Helen.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Now, I'll walk you home.
9, 10, 11, 12. Don't you feel funny?
How do you mean?
When you think of us being out here on the sidewalks under the trees and all those people behind locked doors lying in their beds, we're practically the only walking people out in the open in 1,000 miles, I bet.
Here we are. Here's your house, Helen.
The moon is beginning to cloud over.
Yes.
I don't suppose it's any use asking you to stay, Lavinia.
I'll be going on.
Sometimes...
Sometimes what?
Sometimes I think people want to die. You've acted odd all evening.
I'm just not afraid.
I'm curious, I suppose.
I'm using my head. Logically, the lonely one can't be around.
The police are home.
The police are... They're at home, covered up, right to their ears. Let's just say I'm enjoying myself precariously, but safely. If there was any real chance of anything happening to me, I'd stay here with you.
You can be sure of that. Maybe part of you doesn't want to live anymore.
You and Francine,
honestly.
Well, I feel so guilty. I'll be drinking some hot cocoa. Just as you reach the ravine bottom and walk on that bridge, drink a cup for me. Good night.
Dog.
Someone.
5 minutes.
In 5 minutes, I'll be phoning silly little Francine.
Oh, my God.
I can run. Knock on one of these doors. If I must.
Well, now look who's here. What a time for you to be out, Miss Nebs.
Officer Kelly.
That's right. I'd better see you home.
Thanks. I'll make it.
Yeah, but you live across the ravine.
It's all right. I'll hurry.
Well, I'll wait right here. And if you need any help, give a yell. Voices carry good here. I'll come running.
Thank you.
Here I am. The ravine. 113 steps down. Across the bridge. Up the hill. Park Street. Seventeen. 18. 19. 20. One-fifth of the way. Nothing's happened, has it? No one around?
Here.
Remember that old ghost story we told each other when we were children? Story about the dark man coming in your house and you upstairs in bed. Now he's at the first step. Coming up to your room. Now he's at the second step. Now he's at the third step. The fourth step. And the fifth.
I used to laugh and scream at that story.
Now the horrid dark man's at the 12th step. Now he's opening the door of my room. And now he's standing by my bed.
Waiting there.
Yeah.
story I told myself. I'm silly. What shall I do? A silly story. I better go on.
Careful.
Don't fall. Wait a minute. Someone's following me. Someone's on the step behind me. I don't dare turn around. Every time I take a step, they take a step. Officer Kelly, is that you? The door and I'll be safe. Lock it. Bar it. Lock it. Oh. I'm phone Francine.
Who's there? Last night in the ravine? I saw it. I saw everything. On my way home, I cut across here. I saw that lemonade glass right in the porch rail. Half empty. Thought I'd like to drink it. Like to drink it, I thought. I was in the ravine. I was right here. Right in the middle of it all.
You were here this morning when the ambulance came to bring the body out in the stretcher, weren't you, Doug?
Sure was.
Well, that was the lonely one, Dumb. Read the papers. After 10 long years escaping, old Lavinia Nebs up in the stabbed with a handy pair of sewing scissors. I wish she'd minded her own business.
Oh, you think she'd lay down and let him squeeze her windpipe?
No, but the least she could have done is gallop out of the house and down the street, screaming, lonely one, long enough to give him a chance to beat it. This town used to have some good stuff in it up until about 12 o'clock last night. From here on, we're vanilla junket.
Well, maybe the lonely one ain't dead. I saw his face. You saw his face, didn't you, Frank? Everybody saw his face. Answer me this, then. Did it look like the lonely one to you?
My gosh. It didn't look like the lonely one at all. It looked like a man.
Right, yes, sir. A plain, everyday man. Wouldn't pull the wings off even so much as a fly, Frank. A fly. The least the lonely one would do if he was the lonely one is look like the lonely one, right?
What do you think he was? A tramp coming through town? Got in what he thought was an empty house and got killed by Miss Nebs?
Maybe.
Hold on, though. None of us know what the lonely one should look like. There are no pictures. Only people ever saw him wound up dead.
You know and I know what he looks like. He's got to be tall, don't he?
Sure.
And he's got to be pale, don't he?
Pale, that's right.
And skinny, like a skeleton. And have long, dark hair, don't he?
That's what I always said.
And big eyes bulging out, green like a cat.
That's him to a T.
Well, then. You saw that poor guy they lugged out of Miss Neb's place a couple of hours ago. What was he?
Little and red-faced and kind of fat.
Sure.
Not much hair, and what there was sandy. Doug, you hit on it. Come on, call the guys. The lonely one ain't dead. He'll still be lurking around tonight. Hey, kids! Kids!
I was there. Last night. In the ravine. I saw Elizabeth Ramsell. I came by here last night on the way home. I saw that lemonade glass there on the rail of Miss Neb's porch. just last night. Jeez, I could drink that, I thought. I could drink that.
The Lonely One, adapted by Otto Lowy from the novel Dandelion Wine by Ray Bradbury. The part of Lavinia was played by Dorothy Davies. Francine by Gay Scrivener. Helen by Roma Hearn. Officer Kelly by David Glynn Jones. Mr. J by Joseph Golland. Frank by Alan Haythorne. And Douglas Spaulding by Brian Buckingham. Sound effects, Lars Eastholm. Technical, Gene Lovrock. Direction, Don Mowat, in the CBC Vancouver studios. Next week on CBC Playhouse, the third in the series Bradbury Times 5 will be The Veldt, adapted by Otto Lowy and produced in Halifax.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy what I'm doing, I ask you to please subscribe to my channel or channels. Well, hope you enjoyed, and until next time, stay safe, wish you well, peace.